world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And welcome back here this hour. We have a baseball update, man. I don't know if this is it's close to a final. It says that the Red Sox are on the brink of winning the World Series. Maybe they already have by now, because I'm getting this from Google. And by the way, Google and Yahoo have reacted very strongly to the possibility that the U.S. government is spying on them. But everybody's got NSA on the brain, so...
Well, what are you talking about?
I mean, I'm saying that there was some report that, according to some documents that were leaked by Snowden, Google and Yahoo were the object or the subject of some data mining, I think is how they are referring to these days by the NSA. Now, Yahoo says they're not aware of anything like that. Google is outraged and is willing to go to the ends of the earth to make sure that it doesn't happen, as if they aren't doing it themselves. Now then...
What's that mean?
I mean, what's the difference between the U.S. government taking your information and doing anything they want with it, and Google?
Well, the U.S. government can put you into a prison cell.
And Google can bankrupt you. Google can destroy your reputation. What are you talking about? They can put me in a... I don't know whether I'd rather be in a jail cell or have all of my personal information given over to a large corporation that can do anything it wants with it, including manipulate my credit. You know, it's very interesting to me how people are, on the one hand, against corporations, but on the other hand, give everything. I mean, everything. Personal information, credit card information, home address, how many kids, how many times that you have ever done things bad, including, you know, in public. It's all over.
What? What do you mean in public?
You ought to know what I mean.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I know you don't get it. In any event, so Google is acting all outraged. And before you start jumping on the bandwagon and feeling sorry for Google, just remember what I said. I don't know whether any of this is as it appears. One of the things about life, especially when it comes to news, nothing is as it appears. Nothing. And you can say, well, here is a law, and then you could say, and here is the act, and this clearly violates that law, and... Unless you're reading the law right, you're not really reading the act right and whatever it is they're supposedly doing. And I know that Eric Snowden is a big, he's a big hero, or should I say hero, to a lot of people, but I'll just wait and see. As far as Google goes, Google has my, they have my email account, and that means, let's just think about this for a minute.
Well, Google, if you use Google, so they know what computer you're on, they know the IP address, let's just say Google could take what they know about you and use that. So they know what computers you're on, where you log in from. They know your email account.
Yeah.
They don't, and they know a password.
Well, that goes without saying.
And so they know, do you do any online banking?
Yes, I do.
Well, then they've got all of that.
Well, okay. But they didn't have it up until very recently because they didn't do online banking until very recently.
Well, good for you, Phil. They didn't have it until there you go.
Well, I mean, so what are you saying? Are you telling me that I'm supposed to fear the NSA, but Google I just feel all warm and fuzzy about? So what are you telling me?
Just saying what Margaret said, put you in a jail cell.
That's overly simplistic. That's way overly simplistic. The practical experience of most Americans is what can happen to your credit, what can happen to your reputation, what can happen to your personal information. That's our practical experience. Going into a prison cell or a jail cell, I don't have any worries about, okay? What I do have, because this is the real immediate thing in my life, what I do have worries about are credit theft, identity theft, things like that. And I willingly turn over all of that to Google. So you can get people talking about how, well, I'm much more concerned about the NSA and the government. Yeah, I've heard all of that horse dung, but the practical reality is something different. The practical reality is your ass is up for grabs, man, every time you put your name out there or your Social Security number, because there's identity theft going on, and that's been the experience of far more Americans than getting slammed in the gulag. So I'll say it again. What are you more afraid of, the government or Google? I say, give me Google or...
Give you death?
No, I say...
No, if I get Google, I'll get death.
Whatever. So, yeah, that's kind of it. All right, 855... 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445, Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff in Temple City. How you doing, Jeff? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Phil, I wanted to ask you about the Kennedy assassination. I haven't talked on your program lately, but I have been seeing some news online about the Kennedy assassination. I wonder if you have had an opinion about it.
About what?
Well, about do you buy that it was Lee Harvey Oswald, or do you think that it was more than one, or do you think it was might have been maybe more of a conspiracy or something?
You know, you're moving in and out of the phone there, Jeff.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you think it could have been a conspiracy?
Back off the phone a little bit, man.
Do you think it could have been a conspiracy about it?
Here's what I think about the
because the thing I saw on TV, they were saying it could have been the mafia.
I don't believe it was the mafia.
You don't?
No, I don't believe it was the mafia. I think it's far more likely that it was a bunch of people that were pissed off at Kennedy over civil rights. And I think it's far more likely that it's a bunch of people that were pissed off at Kennedy over the Civil Rights Act and the liberalizing of the law, the federal law, and so on and so forth. I think they had more immediate access, if you will, to the president. I mean, let's think about this, man. The Cubans, and I'm not saying that it was the Klan or anything. I think it was Lee Harvey Oswald, who was a right winger. You know, in my opinion,
that's not really how it looked. Lee Harvey Oswald was more of a lefty.
Yeah, no, I know that. I know that was the but I think the guy, Lee Harvey Oswald was a cat that was for hire. Let me put it that way. Whether he was a lefty or righty, I don't know. But he was a guy for hire. He was a guy, a soldier of fortune, a guy who wanted to do something. He wanted to be something. He was a cat that went to the Soviet Union, and that didn't work out. Then he's fair play for Cuba, and that didn't work out. And he was a Marine, and that didn't work out. This was a guy that wanted to be a part of history, a guy that wanted to do something, change something, anything. And I think he got a hold of, or some people got a hold of him, and I think there were a bunch of right-wingers that were pissed off at Kennedy for civil rights, okay?
All right, so you do think that was a conspiracy of some kind?
Yeah, you know, I think there was more than one guy hanging around that thing. I'm not saying it's a big-ass... You know, I don't believe that it was some big, far-reaching conspiracy. I think it was some people in the government, not all that organized, pissed off, maybe not even in the government, just some people who had some contacts, pissed off, got a hold of Oswald, took a shot, and if you'll pardon the expression, and...
Well, that's rather vague. I don't think you're being very clear.
I'm not being clear. I'm not being clear. What do you think, Jeff?
Well, you know, see, that's the thing. I mean, I think right now the facts are pointing...
Get closer to the phone, will you?
Sorry, I think that right now the facts are pointing to the very real reality, I think, that it was probably the mafia or the Cubans, and...
There's something wrong with his phone.
Get off the phone, man!
You didn't get off the phone.
You're way too close up to it.
What are you yelling at him for?
I told him.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is that I think it was the Cubans about the missile crisis, and a Bay of Pig too. And I think that makes way more sense.
Well, maybe, but the one thing I don't believe, I don't believe that it was a huge ass, big ass, organized conspiracy. Because sooner or later, man, real people are going to be surfacing that were associated with this. I understand that the government is really good at covering crap up. I get it. And I understand that it's so convenient that people start dying, the ones that knew this, that. But I'm telling you, it just doesn't make... It's not making any sense. I don't connect the dots like that. I want the stuff to be straight on. There's an actual factual connection here. To me, it looks like Lee Harvey Oswald was a guy that wanted to go out with a bang. Again, pardon the expression.
Well, that's pretty, a lot of the things you're saying.
Dude, now we can't even hear you.
Jeff, we can't hear you, man.
I'm sorry I said that a lot of what you're saying makes sense, you know, but still in all, there were a lot of people who didn't like him.
Yeah, there were a lot of people who didn't like Kennedy. There's no question. And there are a lot of people that liked him. There's a lot of people that don't like every president. There's not a president around that doesn't have people that hate his guts. Are you kidding? Come on, you know, look at this one. I mean, it's a fact of American life, but... Oswald was a guy that was going to take out Kennedy and change history. I believe that was what he felt was his, you know, destiny, if you will. And he was hired by some people, I think. I don't think it was just a guy that's going to climb up to a window in a Texas school book depository and, hey, who knows, let's roll the dice. Maybe I'll get a shot off and kill the guy. This is a cat that he obviously had done some homework or someone did homework for him. The people that were really pissed off at Kennedy in those days, there were a lot of them, man, but I can't think of anybody more pissed at him than the Southern segregationists and the and people that proved years later that they had so much enmity for this for the government that they killed Martin Luther King too, you know.
Right, so you think Martin Luther King was killed by Cubans?
No, I didn't say Cubans, man. Right wingers.
Talk about the Klan and stuff.
Not the Klan, but you know.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mr. Henry. Because I'm a child of the.
God, man, would you get these cats straightened out?
I told the guy to back off the phone.
Guy's giving a lip job to the phone. All right, so there you go, man. That was my very unclear. You're right, Margaret. That wasn't very clear at all. I don't know what the hell it was I was thinking, but world-famous Phil Henry Show will be back with more here, more news. U.S. government posts the smallest what since 2008. You ain't going to believe this. World-famous Phil Henry Show. I told you once and I told you. All right, world famous Phil Henry Show here at 855-500-7445. Red Sox on the brink of World Series title. Shane Victorino returned to the Boston Red Sox lineup in a big way on Wednesday night and put his team on the brink of a world championship. The score that we have now is 6-1 Cardinals. I don't know what inning it is, but the press there seems to think that St. Louis is overmatched. And if you watch that game, the famous obstruction game, it was a desperation play like that. Well, I shouldn't say a desperation play, but it took a play like that for the Cardinals to even win that game, for them to take that 2-1 lead, an obstruction call, which is legal, and the Cardinals deserve to win it, but they won it on the by virtue of a play there that...
Well, he would have scored, because Frank said that he would have scored anyway.
What did Frank know about it?
Excuse me, stupid.
Don't call him stupid.
Well, I'm getting tired of this guy. Bud, why don't you just put a sock in it, preferably soaked in gasoline?
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
Well, I'm saying Frank said they would have... He got obstructed. If he hadn't been obstructed, he would have gotten home faster.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, yeah. So that's what Frank said. I don't know.
All right. Well, in any event, the Cardinals are on the verge of winning. Or excuse me, the Red Sox are on the verge of winning the second World's Championship. And I don't know what it's been, 6 or 7 years. And just think, it had been so long since they'd won one in the 19, whatever it was, the Curse of the Bambino.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. All right. So, well, it means something to the people in Boston, and that's, you know.
What is that again?
I said it was a long time since they had won one because it had been. What's that supposed to be?
Crickets.
It doesn't sound like crickets. It sounds like you're standing out near a pond. It's been a long time, as I was saying, since. Will you turn that crap off, please? Since the Red Sox had won one, and that was the.
Why did they call it the Curse of the Bambino?
Because of Babe Ruth and the fact that they had traded Babe Ruth to New York. And the last World Series they won was when Babe Ruth was in the lineup. But they traded Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees, and thus began the historic New York Yankee championship. I mean, I don't even want to call it a run. The historic New York Yankee championship century. I mean, the New York Yankees are synonymous with Major League Baseball. And it all began, it can be argued, with the trade of Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees from Boston. And from that day forward until they won here early in this decade, early in the century, the Red Sox didn't win a World Series.
So why is it the Curse of the Bambino?
Are you listening to what I'm saying, Margaret?
Yeah, it's not making any sense.
Meaning when they traded him, it was a curse.
Oh, I see. All right. I don't know.
What's a Bambino?
That's a babe. Baby. Get it? Baby?
Baby Ruth?
Babe Ruth.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. A Bambino is Italian for a baby and a curse of the baby.
Well, why don't they call it a curse of a baby?
Because they don't want to call it the curse of the baby. Why would they want to call it that?
Because that's what it is.
The Bambino, you're right, but it's not... Bambino sounds better, man. It's Italian.
Well, that's because of all the Italians in New York, and they wanted to call him the Bambino.
Yeah, that's what they called him in New York. And I think that it became...
So they call him a Bambino's a baby, though.
Yeah, okay, it's a baby. So what's your point?
Then why did they call him Baby Ruth?
They did, man. The candy bar did.
That ain't Babe Ruth. That's a candy bar named after the daughter of a president.
Oh, you guys, you really... Talk about needing some medical... Talk about needing medical insurance.
Wait a minute. What are you griping about?
I'm not griping about anything. The three of you sound like three babbling idiots in a locked ward.
Wait a minute. I'm saying that Bambino is Italian for baby. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Babe Ruth goes to New York, and the Italian-Americans of New York and the fans and all of the people of New York call him the Bambino because he's hitting the ball out of the ballpark and they love him, okay?
Yes.
Okay. As the years go by, they notice in Boston there's no World Championships being won. There's no World Series being won, and some bright boy, probably with a newspaper somewhere, realizes that they haven't won one since Babe Ruth got traded, and so somehow the idea of the curse of the Bambino... All right.
But the question is it Baby Ruth?
Yeah, because that's Bambino.
You guys are taking it way too literally. You don't have to say because it's Bambino, it's got to be Baby Ruth. Why isn't it Bambino Ruth?
Well, that's a good point.
No, it ain't a good point. The name is Babe. Anytime anybody is nicknamed Babe, it's Babe. I don't ever hear anybody nicknamed Baby. Do you?
What are you talking about?
Don't you know of people that are nicknamed Babe?
Yes, well, Oliver Hardy was nicknamed Babe.
Right, Babe Hardy. How about,
It's generally fat people, though.
It's generally fat people, huh?
Well, that's true. If you look at Babe Ruth and Oliver Hardy, they're fat.
Okay, they're fat. So fat people, so Babe Gleason, I don't know.
Well, it could have been, up until 2 years ago, it could have been Babe Hendry.
Very funny.
That is pretty good.
Babe Hendry. Yeah, so that's the whole thing, man. And they're not going to call... Baby Ruth was a candy... I'm not going to get into that whole thing again, Baby Ruth. Everybody knows it's a candy bar.
Not a very good one, either.
I think Baby Ruths are pretty good, man.
Well, I mean, Baby Ruth, if you're telling everybody not to be dirty, but they could have made a candy bar more perfect... For somebody to just go, God, that's filthy.
Why is that?
Well, it's loaded up with peanuts and everything. It's all brown.
Oh, you know something, bud? It takes a jackball like you to think of something like that.
What are you talking about? That's what it is.
But a lot of people don't, they'll melt one.
You know, that, and I'm sorry you brought that up, because Jason J. Delmonico got the back of my hand, and he got it more than once. He got it about 3 times. It makes me emotional. My son, I hit him with the backhand, I came back with a forehand, I hit him again with a backhand, and then with a forehand, and not with a tennis racket, with my hand.
Across the face?
Yes. Because he took one of those, what is it called again?
Oh, Baby Ruth.
He took a Baby Ruth, slightly melted it in the microwave, and then placed it in the bed next to me as I was taking a nap. And I got up, and I immediately washed all the sheets. I made an appointment with Dr. Urban to go in because I thought I had some bowel problem or colon problem.
You mean he made it look like...
Yeah. Are you listening, Phil?
Oh, yeah, he made it look like a turd.
Would you
Ow!
Shut up. I'm not blurting it out.
He made it look like so it looked like a turd.
Yeah. You know what? All three of you, I hope the three of you... I hope the devil has his way with all three of you, and then you burn.
She's talking about...
Yeah.
So that's a practical joke, right?
Yeah, it's a joke. People melt the Baby Ruth. It's all loaded up with peanuts and stuff.
And Margaret made an appointment with the doctor, huh?
Yes, I did.
But you hit your son 4 times?
Yes, and you want to know something? I've never gotten more satisfaction out of belting that kid in my life. Laugh if you will, Phil.
She smacked him back and bam, bam, bam.
It was like Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs, if you want to get a big laugh.
You mean when he was taking the stick?
Yes.
God.
Yeah, he's pissed off.
I guess so. So Jason J. Delmonico, I guess no laughs at your house.
I don't mind a good laugh, Phil, but I'll be damned. I'll be damned if my son is going to make me think I crapped the bed.
Well, I can certainly understand that.
Uh-huh.
All right, so that's...
It's kind of jacked up.
Yeah, it's jacked up. Too bad about that, Jason J. Delmonico. You got to watch it there, brother. Because while life is for laughter and life is for fun, you know, things go better with Coke. I don't know, man. Anyway, we're going to take a break here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. PhilHenryShow.com. Head on over to our backstage pass area and join us on Saturday for our bonus coverage as we practice for drunk history. Don't forget, we'll be at the San Francisco Sketch Fest in late January. And a whole lot of other fun things. By the way, only one day left to get a backstage pass and a free download with your backstage pass. Check it out at PhilHenryShow.com. Famous Phil Henry Show, and the Boston Red Sox are the world's champions of baseball. 6-1 final there at Fenway Park, so they win. So there it is. There's another.
There's definitely no curse of the Bambino.
There's definitely no curse of the Bambino, and all of that stuff about Baby Ruth.
And the laughs that you got.
All right, Margaret, we're sorry, okay?
Well, you're all about a
Yeah, but your son made you think that you.
If you say it again, Bud, I don't care. He can fire me. You can call the cops, Phil. Get on the phone. Call the police. Because I'll hit him, and I've just turned that 3-carat ring around.
No, it's going to hit me in the face.
Really?
All right. There's no need to threaten with violence. Or maybe there is. Anyway, so yeah, the Red Sox win, and that's a groovy thing, man. It's a groovy kind of love. Congratulations, Sox. Go out and do it again. Not a big baseball fan here. I used to be. Used to play a lot. It's the kind of game that I like playing more than I like watching. I used to love it as a kid, and I think as the fortunes of my own favorite team declined, my own interest in the damn game declined as well. I think that was it.
What is it about football? The older a man gets, the more he likes football. What is that?
I don't know.
You're looking at Mr. Henry like you're all attracted to him.
Come here for a minute.
Ow!
Yeah.
She was warning you, man.
God.
What, in other words, never mind.
No, I know what I don't know what it is about football. It may be George Carlin's old routine about how football is more militaristic and more regimented, and baseball is more pastoral and sort of like walking in the park, you know. And one of the things from that bit that I remember is that football is about real estate. You know, football is about gaining ground, and that seems to resonate with us the older we get. And the younger we are, I suppose, we dig on baseball. But Boston is the winner, so there you go. Now, the U.S. government posts its smallest budget deficit since 2008. So that's got to be a typo. Obama must be lying. It's just got to be, because, as you well know, any good news that comes out of the Obama administration, according to the Tea Party, has got to be made up. It's got to be, it's a false flag, it's a this, it's a that, it's something else. It can't possibly be real.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not. Yes, I'm kidding, but that's what they say. Tax increases, spending cuts, and a stronger economy nearly sliced America's budget deficit in half in fiscal 2013, lowering it to the lowest level since 2008. The federal government took in $75.1 billion more than it spent last month, leaving the deficit for the fiscal year, which runs from October to September, at $680 billion, down from $1.9 trillion in 2012. Good God. God, that's a lot of money, man. Washington took in about 80 cents for every dollar it spent over the year. The deficit widened sharply during the 2007 through 2009 recession, which hit tax revenues and increased payments for unemployment benefits. Higher tax receipts accounted for about 80% of the deficit's reduction. The budget gap has fallen at its fastest pace since World War II over the last 4 years, according to Treasury Secretary Jack Lew.
They got it reversed.
What?
They got that reversed.
His name's Lew Jack.
Lew Jack?
Yeah.
It says Jack Lew.
Well, that can't be right, can it?
Well, why wouldn't it be right?
Well, it doesn't sound... Well, unless he's Asian.
Unless he's Asian. Well, maybe he is.
I think it's Lew Jack. If you look it up, it's Lew Jack.
Why would it be Lew Jack and not Jack Lew? What is your basis for saying that it's Lew Jack?
It sounds like Low Jack, Lew Jack, makes more sense than Jack Lew.
What do you mean Low Jack makes more sense than Jack Lew?
I didn't say. I said Lew Jack sounds like Low Jack.
Yeah, I agree. I think it is Lew Jack because it's more... It's a... I don't know. Lew... Jack Lew, I knew a Jack Lew, and that's not a Treasury Secretary, believe me. That's a guy that owns a nightclub. The Jack Lew that I knew. And the Jack Lew that I knew was a good man, but he owned clubs. He slapped women around, not me, but some of the other dancers.
That's fine. What's that got to do with this guy? I don't understand.
Just say it if you do your homework.
You do the homework, bud. You look it up. I'm betting money that the guy's name is Lou Jack.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean Jack Lew. Okay?
All right.
I knew a Jack Lew, and he beat up dancers, but he was a nice guy.
So you think beating women is funny. Now I've heard it all.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all. Hey, how come they let the guy who owns the team grab the microphone? They're interviewing the guy now who is the owner of the Boston Red Sox, and all of these ego cases are the same. Every time they put a microphone in front of them, they grab the mic. Do you notice that?
Yeah, it's a control thing, Phil, and I don't like it either. And you see, she surrendered control of the microphone to him. See, she's trying to hold on to the microphone, but he has his hand on it.
Yeah, because, like you say, it's...
Yeah, it doesn't. He thinks he's too stupid to know how to put a mic under his face.
Well, it is a control thing. He wants to make sure that he's heard. So look at him. He's got his hand on the mic. They always do that, don't they?
Yeah, I think they do, because they're given the microphone at these testimonials and these dinners, and this guy is so used to having dinners being thrown for him and people licking his rear end, his wrinkled old rear... It just makes me sick.
Oh, take it easy, Margaret.
Yeah, people are used to licking his ass. And,
watch it, will you?
No, man. And now he's grabbing a microphone.
All right, so he grabbed the microphone. There's Tom Werner. He's the chairman of the Red Sox. This guy is talk about a successful guy. He owns part of that, doesn't he own part of that that soccer team over there?
Which one?
Liverpool.
Yes, he does own part of one of the English soccer teams, yes. I thought it was Manchester, Manchester?
No, that's owned by, I don't know who the hell owns them. Somebody else. It ain't Werner. Werner's got a piece of the Liverpool football team over there, and they obviously are part owners of the Boston Red Sox. So he made all of his money, Tom Werner, with Marcy Carsey. Was that her name?
Marcy Carsey. That sounds almost silly, but that may be her name.
I don't know, but he made all of his. I went to a party at her house once.
What?
I did. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I know. I know I did. I got invited to a party at her house. She lived over on off of Riviera Golf Course, and instead of a swimming pool, she had a waterfall. The whole thing was way too rich for me.
Yeah, well, that sounds about right.
Well, anyway, he was partners with her, and they had Roseanne, and I forget the other shows that they did.
Oh, they were a very successful producing team, and then Tom Werner decided to make the big break, took the money and ran, and invested in sporting teams and this sort of very, very smart man.
Obviously. And again, congratulations to these wealthy people who are now wealthier.
Hey.
Good going, Boston Red Sox, the world's champions. Now, getting back here to this, how did I get sidetracked with this whole thing?
Well, I noticed this guy grabbing the microphone from this woman, and I just felt it was a control thing. Nothing angers me more when I'm emceeing something and I'm trying to interview someone and they grab the microphone. There's never a time in my life when I have the instinct to knee a man in the groin. But when they do that, and you remember when I was there for the testimonial there at the new Performing Arts Center in Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
And who was it? Was it Bill Clendenin? Grabbed the microphone, and I couldn't help myself. I was wearing pants, and I threw my knee right up into his crotch, and he doubled over. I was very embarrassed. I tried to apologize. It didn't make any difference.
You kneed a guy in the crotch?
What, on the stage?
Yes, but I told him later, I said, don't ever grab the microphone from me. He looked stunned. He was absolutely stunned. He knows I'm married to an attorney, so there's nothing he could do.
But, I mean, the guy grabbed the mic, so you threw a knee up into his crotch.
Yes. I felt bad about it, because I felt some give, you know, and I don't...
Oh, come on.
I don't mean to be graphic, but when the knee went up there, I felt almost like something resisted and then gave way, almost...
Oh, God, man, you like they popped or something?
Get out of here, will you? I don't want to hear any more about it.
Almost, yeah.
Oh, God. And you put him in the hospital?
he went in for, yeah, just for evaluation, put ice on it. That's what they said. I said, how are you doing, Bill? I'm sorry. I tried to hold the ice there, and Frank, I realized it was inappropriate, but I wanted to do something.
You took the ice and tried to hold it over his crotch?
Not over, but they threw me out, and I haven't spoken to him, but because I'm married to such a powerful attorney, he didn't
sue?
Yeah. Well, what's that mean?
I mean, he should have sued. He should have sued you for a lot. That's a terribly hostile, injurious thing to do.
Oh, well, okay, honey. Tammy, hot on you.
Yeah, I mean, come on, a guy's got to be a man about it.
Why, he just needs to man up.
Oh, no, wait a minute. No, a guy doesn't stand there and take a knee to the crotch, and the excuse is, let's man up. Come on, it doubled him up. Did he collapse in front of all those people?
Well, yes. Believe me, when I deliver a knee to the groin, you're not going to be standing. I mean, what makes you think?
Well, then, if he was humiliated in front of people, on top of having your knee going up there, and you felt some give, I mean, what the hell? And he dropped to his knees.
He hit his knees and then fell over forward on his hands. So he was kind of like just with his head down on all fours, groaning. I mean, it was bad. There's no question. But I leaned down and I said, don't ever, and I whispered it in his ear so no one would hear. I said, don't ever grab the microphone again. Don't ever do it again, Bill.
I'll bet you he hasn't had anything to do with you since.
No, he hasn't.
And you know why? Because he thinks you're psycho.
Because he knows that I bring it. He knows that I serve lunch.
Serve lunch?
You want to see me?
No. Okay, getting back to what it was I wanted to talk about, which was the U.S. government posting the smallest budget deficit.
I could get on the phone, if I could, I'd probably get on the phone, Bob Green.
About what, bud?
About Jack Lew.
Yeah, I want to know, does he know him?
I don't know.
Well, get Bob Green on the phone. The guy's name, it says Jack Lew. You guys are telling me his name is Lew Jack. He's the Treasury Secretary, for God's sake, so we ought to know what the answer to that is. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray there giving us the inside scoop on kneeing some guy in the groin after he grabbed the microphone. Well, I don't, you know, I first of all, I don't blame you for being upset that he grabbed the microphone. For kneeing him in the groin, I do. The world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. All right, welcome back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Bob Green here with us, and we're going to talk about the Treasury Secretary. It's not a big thing here, Bob, but I wanted to find out whether the guy is what his name is, because we've had two different ideas on this. It says Jack Lew in the newspaper. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, I don't know, Phil. I don't really pay attention to the Treasury Secretary. I probably should as a businessman, but if you say it's Jack Lew, I got no reason to think that it isn't Jack Lew. I know that the other name sounded bona fide.
You don't know the name of the Treasury. All right.
Well, no, why would I know that?
Because you're a businessman, you know.
We thought it was Lew Jack, Bob.
Lew Jack, it sounds like it could be the name, but the point that I think needs to be made here is that there was another story that I wanted to talk about that you guys are missing. And has far more in terms of serious implication, I think, for the economy than any story about Obama cutting the deficit in half. Because I happen to agree with, even though you were kidding and being sarcastic, I happen to agree. I'm very suspect of anything that I'm suspect of anything that Obama, releases as information.
So you don't believe that they've cut the deficit in half?
No, I don't. I find it very hard to believe because Obama said it. If it was anybody else, I'd believe it. But Obama, I don't believe it.
Why is that?
Why is what?
Why don't you believe it if Obama says it?
Because, it's not racist. It's got nothing to do with that. I have a difficult time believing anything that a guy says who the jury's still out on his citizenship.
No, it's not. The jury's out on his citizenship. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. I think your mind is scrambled up for whatever reason. I don't know.
I told you that I didn't really want to talk about it. You don't have to agree with me, Phil, but I've just got a very hard time believing it. But let's say it's true. There was a headline here that I wanted to bring to your attention. Dark matter still missing after a 100-day experiment. Now, I know that this is not exactly my field, but dark matter is something that has been a theory among scientists, physicists, astrophysicists for a long time.
Okay.
You following me, right?
Yeah, I'm following you.
What is this? Is this your field now, Bob? I thought you were. I thought you ran a supermarket.
Well, ma'am, you can say that with all the kind of dismissive tones that you want.
No, no, nobody's dismissing you, but we wanted you to talk about money, the Treasury Department, unemployment, etc. What are you talking about now?
I'm talking about dark matter. And
dark matter, which is a an astrophysical term having to do with something that is pulling the universe apart, right?
That is exactly correct. Look at you, you get the big brain on film. Where did you get all this information?
Because I've read up on it. And I think we need to give people a little bit of a background before we go on, okay?
All right, well, dark matter, ladies and gentlemen, is what scientists theorize surrounds the known physical universe. The reason why they believe there is such a thing as dark matter is because the universe is not only expanding, but it is expanding at an ever-increasing rate of speed. One would think that were the Big Bang simply the impetus for this expanding universe, meaning there was an explosion and it sends all this matter racing out in opposite directions, that sooner or later that explosion's the propulsion from that would slow down. But the fact of the matter is, it's not slowing down.
Right, it's speeding up. And
whoa! Am I telling it?
Well, yes, Bob, you're telling it, but Phil was going.
Yeah, but we don't need any help. I was telling it.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, Phil, just because I go home at night with a stink of celery on me, you don't think I could tell a story about science?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't say that at all, Bob. I thought I would. I don't know what I was thinking. I thought I would just throw in my 2 cents.
Well, I you know, even though I smell of red onion and celery when I come home at night, I got a lot of money and I do my reading, and I wanted to do this, and now you're not going to let me?
Bob, he is letting you.
Well,
what is it with everybody bawling like a baby tonight? I don't understand this.
What do you mean, everybody bawling? I didn't call in.
There was another guy that called in and he was crying.
Well, not me.
No, it's not. But what are you bawling about?
Because I wanted to tell a story about dark matter. You wouldn't let me.
I'm letting you, okay? Go ahead.
All right, let me back up. See, now everyone thinks I'm a baby.
Well, you are crying and stuff.
Yeah, that's because, Mr. Henry, dark matter is something that scientists think exists because the universe is expanding at an ever-rapid rate. So they think that there's gravity out there. They think that it's matter because matter has a gravitational pull in a sufficient size, and they think that dark matter has a gravitational pull that is pulling the universe apart. And that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, I'm sorry, Bob. I didn't mean to upset you.
Good, dude. You just shut up. You can shut your mouth long enough, I'm gonna say this stuff.
All right, get out of here.
You just pick it up.
Well, you're making people cry, Phil.
I'm not making anybody cry. All I did was I jumped in, and this guy's all... And that other guy called from Austin. I don't know. This is some kind of... maybe they're all a St. Louis Cardinal fan. I'm kidding. I'm joking. Where is that story?
Right here, about dark matter.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, dark matter is... they can't... The thing about this story was that... is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, for God. Yeah, Bob. Where are you, anyway?
I'm at a carnival, okay? I pulled it together. I don't want you doing that. I want to do it. Dark matter is something that they theorize exists, but they're not sure now because they had a dark matter experiment that has not yet proven or detected any real dark matter. It's it's called the LUX Dark Matter Collaboration, and it is an instrument that is supposed to be able to detect dark matter, and that's all I want. That's all I want to say.
Man, the most sensitive dark matter detector ever built has failed to detect any dark matter. Let's just put it this way, folks. The only thing you need to know is the following thing. It's a theory. There's no way to prove... Not, I shouldn't say there's no way to prove. A lot of these theories have yet to be proved, but there are theories that are afoot as to why the universe is expanding at an increasing speed. Now, they've often countered the Big Bang, not countered, but they've often said the other bookend on the universe is it goes from the Big Bang to what they call the Big Rip, that the universe will end by simply splitting apart. Just matter, all the way on down to the atom, just everything splitting apart. So the universe is doing this expansion thing. Why? Why is it speeding up? If it was an explosion, like Bob said, then it would slow down. But it's speeding up, and they believe it's because that outside the physical universe, because there is some limit to the physical bodies and the physical matter of the universe, beyond that is this thing called dark matter. Why do they call it that?
It's probably kind of a racial thing, right?
No, it ain't got nothing to do with racial. No, it doesn't.
No, I just meant they're like...
No, it's got to do with the fact that you can't see it. It's dark.
Not if it smiled.
Hey, man. Hey, watch it, huh? Boy, kick his ass, man.
I'm just kidding around. Ow!
Yeah, you deserve to get your ass kicked.
It hurt.
Go ahead. Go cry, man. Everybody else is crying. Unreal.
I'll kick his ass, man, next time he does that.
I get it. Okay, everyone, just take a sedative or something, okay? All right. World-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. Wow. Got this Bob Green crying, and that guy calling in from Austin crying. Bud's over there licking his wounds. Not unless it smiles. We'll be back with more here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com.